Parks and Rec Podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
And I'm on the struggle bus a little bit today. I think the cold that everybody else has, the one that I had at Christmas,
it's coming around.
I might have again.
Ooh.
I know, it stinks.
Don't be too close.
I know. I'm like, you're way on the other side of the room right now. So if I have to cough, I apologize. I'm drinking tea currently.
Right.
Some vanilla turmeric tea. Or chai turmeric. I don't know, some kind of tea.
I just hope it has honey in it.
It doesn't.
Ugh,
oh, no. It's honey chai turmeric vitality tea.
Oh, so it does.
And the turmeric helps with inflammation.
I heard turmeric is also good for arthritis. That's a lot of information, but there you go.
That's inflammation.
Oh, there you go. Is
that arthritic?
You're right. Yeah. See, I'm not a doctor over here.
Neither am I. Neither am I. That is for sure. So welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. We've got some news to go over, and then we'll be talking. We've got a really good theme park tip of the week this week.
You like it?
I do.
Before we get to that.
What?
We got some Walt Disney World news. Some people know this if they're football fans, but Pro Bowl is this weekend, and it's in Orlando.
Yeah, remember it used to be in Hawaii? Now it's in Orlando.
Great weather for it.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect.
Awesome. And Disney actually has some events that are going on this weekend at ESPN Wide World of Sports and Disney Springs, and they call it Pro Bowl Week, and it started yesterday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex, they have the Pro Bowl Experience, and it features a lot of interactive activity areas where guests can test their skills in the 40-yard dash. They could do passing, catching, kicking, and the vertical jump, and much more. And they can compare the results to their favorite NFL players.
That's really good. If you've ever been to a city where the Super Bowl was and they have like the little activity area, this is basically what it is. So it's free through Saturday.
That's awesome. I wouldn't want to be compared to the players though.
No,
I feel like I'd fail way off on them.
They're like, you just need to be a referee. You're not even in good enough shape to be a referee. You're a fan.
Yeah, just say stay a fan.
Yeah. And you can download the NFL One Pass app to check the schedule. So
right.
And I didn't even know they did this stuff around the Pro Bowl, because the Pro Bowl is still new over there. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool that they have all these things.
But they train. So the players train at ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. So that's what they say in the schedule to see, like,
see them
who's
going to
be
out
on the field working out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And these are
all-stars.
The all-stars of the NFL. So it's not just any other player. It's the big time.
Yeah. And then Disney Springs, the Pro Bowl pep rally is Saturday, January 25th, this coming Saturday, featuring cheerleaders and mascots from both teams, along with dancing trivia and merchandise, plus special food and beverage. Are there three pep rallies?
Yeah, they have three.
Oh, wow.
Ones.
4 p.m., 5 p.m., and 6 p.m. at the Marketplace stage.
Dang. So wow. If you missed one, there's two others.
Or you can watch all three,
yeah,
like I used to do when the Tarzan show was at Animal Kingdom.
There you go.
So Pro Bowl festivities in Orlando, and then the Super Bowl in Miami next week.
Man.
Florida
is full of football players.
I'm excited for the Super Bowl, actually.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
John Lynch, ex-Buck player.
Okay.
We have a little sports talk here. John Lynch, ex-Buccaneer player, is the general manager of the 49ers. So all season I've been cheering for him.
Oh.
And then Patrick Mahomes, I love him. I love him.
I saw him when I went to Los Angeles. I saw the Chargers play opening game last year.
Okay. And the Kansas City was there playing the Chargers?
Kansas City were playing the Chargers. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love Patrick Mahomes. He's one of my favorite like young quarterbacks in the game right now.
He seems like a good guy.
Yeah. So now I'm torn. I guess I'm just happy if either team wins.
I am going to say I hope the 49ers win, because I'm going to San Francisco this year.
Oh.
And it'd be really cool to go to the stadium and be like, they won the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
And celebrate with them, even though I'll be a little late.
Anyway, that's the only sports talk we're going to give you, because we're talking about the Pro Bowls.
Sports.
Yay, sports. All right. And now at Hollywood Studios, what's going on?
So everyone's been going crazy for Star Wars, you know. And people have been asking, well, I see a Fast Pass line here, but when is it going to be open?
Right.
Well, you're in luck because Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run got added to the Fast Pass Plus service. And you could get Fast Passes for that ride beginning. Well, you can get it now.
For February 19th.
Right. And so, after.
So February 19th is the first date where you can redeem Fast Passes.
Yes, but you could start now.
You can start booking.
Booking now. Right.
Got it. Oh, that's a big deal.
Not
for Rise of the Resistance, just Smuggler's Run.
Yes. Some people might get confused on which ride is which. Rise of the Resistance is the one that's the trackless ride that everyone's been getting bored in groups recently for. Great animatronics, all of that jazz.
It was the one that opened in December.
Right. And then Smuggler's Run is the one that opened when the land opened.
Right. Okay. Epcot Space 220 Restaurant.
Yes.
What do you got?
So it's rumored, another rumor over here.
We love our rumors.
That it will be open February of this year, 2020. Okay. So, because they're saying winter 2020.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, what is it going to be? Is it going to be early March, January, February? We're saying February because they had a job
posting
for it. And they said pretty much start date this.
Okay.
Who knows? It's going to be February. It could be early March. But that's from what we hear around.
The speculation.
Right.
Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, Garden Rocks Concert Series. It was announced a while ago, but they've added some more names, like Peebo Bryson.
Right.
They still got Starship featuring Mickey Thomas.
Mm.
Simple Plan.
We built this city.
Yep.
I love
Pointer
that.
Sisters. I love good Pointer Sisters. And they still have a couple TBD dates on here, too. Rick Springfield will be there. A couple new Daughtry's going to be there now. Spoiler alert. Won the Masked Singer. No, wait. Did he win? No, he was like runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the dog on the Masked Singer last season.
The dog.
So, yeah.
Dang.
And it runs March through end of May, beginning of June.
Yeah, so right after the Festival of the Arts, then jumps in the Flower and Garden Festival. And then if you come into the summer, they don't really have a festival in Epcot.
Yeah, I noticed.
Going on, it comes...
Food and Wine doesn't start early. Yeah, so they take a month or so off.
Right. So if you come in during that time, just there's no festival. Just letting you know.
Sorry about that. Disney Springs. Ghirardelli refurbishment. And you have next to it, needed it.
I think it does. Oh my gosh.
I don't think I've ever been in there.
Because the crowds are crazy.
Are they really?
Oh my. Because the registers, the way they're set up, it's just they're one right after the other. And it's very jam-packed. You don't know which registers are open.
Okay.
So right now, half of it is getting refurbished.
Okay.
And the other half of it, they're still taking orders for ice cream.
Okay.
And with the orders for ice cream, they actually now have it set up almost like a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
Where it's like the cash, there's a desk area or like a counter area where you order.
Right.
And there's nothing really behind them.
Oh,
and it's really no confusion. It looks like no confusion there.
Okay.
And I'm hoping they bring that to the rest of it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the refurbishment is, makes it different and not just paint job.
Right. Earl's Sandwich. Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say it. Little Jersey girl over here.
Oh, my gosh. And I've been to the one in Hoboken. Earl's Sandwich now has a Carlos Bake Shop pastries in it.
Yes.
Yay, the cake boss.
Yes.
Love the cake boss.
And it's so interesting because a buddy who runs Cake Boss.
Buddy Vlastro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was at Disney. I believe it was Disneyland last week, and I'm like, he was probably checking out his pastries and Earl's Sandwich in Disneyland.
Yeah.
I was like, dang.
I believe he was at the Food and Wine Festival this last year, too, because I think he was at the hotel. I think he was at the hotel when I was staying there.
Oh, look at Buddy.
Buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Universal Orlando Rock the Universe is this weekend, so if you want to go do something wholesome and not Gasparilla in Tampa, go to Rock the Universe.
Yeah, I had friends go. They love it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I've never been. I've heard it's great. And then they have their races that they've started.
Right.
Epic Character Race, 5K and 10K. Sign-up deadline is Wednesday, January 29th at 12 p.m. So if you want to do that, get in now. Mm-hmm. And it's held the 1st and 2nd of February. It starts at 6:15 a.m. each day. Ooh, boy, that's early.
But you run through the parks. I've always wanted to do it. We talked about this just
I know,
because
we
of
need
the
to
characters.
Yeah.
I would love to just run around and stop with the characters. But side note, but still talking about theme parks here. When they had the marathon weekend for Disney a couple weeks ago, I follow a person on Instagram, and he was running it, and he was pretty much talking about it while he was running.
Right.
But I'm like, how do you do that?
Well, you're not running.
I feel like I wouldn't be thinking about social media. But anywho, he used a fast pass for Everest while he was on the run.
Oh, my gosh.
So he took a break, went on Everest, came back on the race, met characters, and I'm like, that's a race to me.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. And then big news.
Yes.
You want to do this?
Sure. So
I'll give you this.
Comcast.
Yeah.
They had another meeting.
Press conference.
They have another meeting and a budget meeting, and they confirmed the Epic Universe, the theme park, is set to open 2023.
Oh, wow. That's quick.
It seems like far away, but it's going to be here.
Yeah.
And what else? What else, Rachel?
It's been confirmed that Super Nintendo World is coming to Epic Universe. I'm so excited. Ding, 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 ding.
I'm so excited to see how it turns out in Osaka, in Japan, this summer. And then
we'll kind of get a glimpse.
Yeah. So if there's any issues, hopefully they'll fix it before it comes here.
Absolutely. All right, so up to Legoland, Florida.
Yes. If your kids
coughing.
Or if you like Lego Ninjago, Lego Ninjago
Days. I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
It's like a ninja show.
Okay.
And it's coming, the Lego Ninjago. I feel like I'm all over
Lego
the place.
Lego Ninjago.
I'm all over the place. Days begin this weekend at Legoland, Florida. It runs on Saturdays and Sundays, select ones, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be this weekend. It's the first weekend, the 25th and the 26th of January, then February 1st and 2nd, and then February 8th and 9th. So only 3 weekends.
Right.
So if your kids love it, it seems like a good event. It has character meet and greets.
Okay.
And
shows and kids can participate in nin yoga.
Maybe that will make them zen.
Nin yoga.
It'll make them calm.
And the limited to neither one of us can speak, and that is not a good thing. The limited time event will feature ninja themed activities, new Lego character meet and greets, and delicious kid friendly treats. And nin yoga. I love that. Nin yoga. Is it like, oh, praying mantis, downward dog?
I guess. And
I don't
ninja
know.
Moves in it?
I guess.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe we should go.
Mm.
Is there an age limit on the nin yoga?
It said kids.
Oh, but, darn.
Kid at heart.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right. So let's get into the theme park tip of the week. And I teased this earlier in the show, but Michaela, go for it.
You like animals, Rachel?
Eh.
Take
them or leave them.
What about
lions
and cheetahs?
I mean, I don't want to necessarily pet them, but
no.
They're pretty cool.
No, but if you've gone to the parks or if you've gone to a zoo, sometimes you see that the cheetahs and the lions aren't really out and about.
Right.
And you're like, why are they sleeping there like that? I want to see them walk around.
Yeah, like I've gone on the safari at Animal Kingdom and it's later in the day and I'm like, there are no animals. Where are the animals?
Yes. Well, this is the perfect time to go.
Perfect?
There you go.
Perfect time to go.
Perfect time because it is cooler here in Florida. These big cats, they love the colder weather. And,
so do I.
And they're not active
in the
all
heat.
Hours of the day.
Yeah.
They really go after their prey at night. So
or early in the morning.
Early in the morning. So when you're going to these parks, let's say you want to go to the Big Cat Animal Rescue mm-hmm. here in Tampa, or Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park, Busch Gardens Tampa, or Animal Kingdom in Walt Disney World. You want to go during these months, like I said, and like Rachel said, early in the morning or late at night when it's colder, when it's darker, because that's when they start.
They're more active.
They're more active because these animals, they're wild animals.
Yep.
And they're more used to searching for food.
Yes.
Other than getting fed food.
Right.
But it's still ingrained in them.
Good to know.
Do that. So I've actually seen it with Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
With the train
and
with Animal Kingdom when you go on the safari, that I've gone late at night because they have those late safaris now. And you see the lioness up there and she's looking out and she's looking around. She's not going to eat you.
Yeah, don't worry.
But she's up there and you could see her
instead of
just being in the den.
Yeah, because sometimes I know the Animal Kingdom, it's hard to see the lions on that rock. They have like that Pride Rock basically kind of thing. And it's hard to see them in the middle of the day.
Right. But, and they're usually down below in the den, like sleeping.
Yeah, hiding from the sunlight like the rest of us. They're not idiots.
Smart creatures.
Yeah, they're not idiots. So, all right, well, we didn't make it to a park this week.
We didn't.
No. Nope.
But I actually was going to say that if you have Disney Plus,
yes,
and if you've watched on Freeform, they had the Disney Fairytale Wedding series.
Yeah.
Season 2 is coming out only on Disney Plus. And it premieres on February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And I'm actually next weekend going to share info with you guys on my Disney fairy tale wedding.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. It's so exciting. She showed me her binder yesterday and
very
I had like
organized.
Dreams, you know? I mean, it's just what dreams are made of if you're super uber organized.
If you're planning on either having a big event at Disney, I might be able to answer some of your questions of what I've seen and what I could help you with, either having a honeymoon engagement or a wedding.
On a Disney cruise. And I'm so mad. I should have just bit the bullet and gone.
I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
No.
But I had a nightmare last night that it was a flop. But
oh, stop it. It's on a Disney cruise ship. It is not going to be a flop. There's all that Disney magic. They're not going to allow it to be a flop. All right. And I think that's it for this week. Don't forget Gasparilla if you're in the Tampa Bay area, Central Florida area, is this weekend. We kind of talked about it last week because the kids' parade was happening. But this is the adult parade. My suggestion is if they're under 13, it's not the place for them. But that would be me if I was a parent.
Right.
There's a lot of debauchery and drunk pirates, but it's fun.
Just be safe and know where you're going. Have a plan before you go out there.
Oh my gosh, I cannot stress this enough. Have a plan. It's not just, I'll just drive towards Kennedy Boulevard and see what I can figure. No, have a plan. Google Gasparilla parking, Google Gasparilla transportation. Have a plan and know that there are only porta potties along the route. So bring that hand sanitizer with you because nobody likes a dirty pirate.
And a tip would be to stick around Publix on Platt Street. They have a restroom in there.
Oh, but I wonder, is it open?
It is. Last year it was. If it is this year, they might be able to help you out. But they have a lot of, I don't know if they're sold out, but not just Publix, but other places around the way, they have ticketed events.
Harpoon Harry's, which just opened by the convention center, they're having like an all-day ticketed brunch, lunch, dinner thing where they're having like a low country boil and alcohol and all that kind of stuff. And it was like $80 per person, but it's all day. And the parade goes, does it go right through there? No, it doesn't go right through there, but it's food and drink and party and fun. So look for those places too.
Yeah. So if they're not sold out, it might be a good option, especially if you don't want to use porta potty. Some of those places have restrooms that are only for people who bought the pass for it to be there.
Right. So, yes, please be careful. Have a plan and eat breakfast that day.
That's all I can say.
Big breakfast.
Big breakfast. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you next week on Theme Parks and Rec.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.